On the show today, we have CU NextGen's very own Vinod Therakon and Ken Zimmer talking about the top technical issues facing credit unions today. And one of the top ones is automation. Oh my gosh, we talk about that in great detail in this chat. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the gentleman from CU NextGen in our midst. And then right next to me, we'll do some introductions. Right next to me is Vinod Therakon. Vinod, how are you, sir?
Very good, Michael. Nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. And then right below us is Mr. Kent Zimmer, also from CU NextGen. Kent, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Michael.
Good to have you guys here. We're talking about some the top technical issues facing credit unions today. And isn't this top of mind for just about everybody in this industry, especially as we come out from what we have experienced the last year and a half. So, but before we get started, Vinod, I'm gonna ask you this right up front here. Can you briefly share with us who CU NextGen is? Give us a quick introduction.
Right. Thanks, Michael. So CU NextGen is a QSO that was created as a collaboration between Members Development Company, which is a consortium of about 70 to 80 large credit unions, and Clasys Technologies, which is the company that I come from.
Okay.
So this was a collaboration that started out with these two entities. And then we have another 10 credit unions who invested into CU NextGen earlier this year. So that's the background. And CU NextGen is a technology software solution provider for the credit unions and the industry itself.
Fantastic. Kent, you want to add anything to the introduction there? Or
no, I mean, I think the QSO was designated to be, you know, a next gen technology solutions for the credit unions. I think the key is, we're ensuring long-term support for the credit unions because it's owned by credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. They know the industry quite well because, well, they are the industry. So so it's great to keep it all in the family, as they say. So let's cut to the chase here, shall we? So can you guys share two or three top technical issues facing credit unions today? Vinod, I'll start with you. If you want to fire off one or two, let us know, and then we'll start the discussion from there.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think at the core of what CU NextGen does is automation. And what that means is the best way to describe it is if you look at the experience with Amazon today, you know, when is the last time anybody has called somebody at Amazon? It would be considered a high touch experience, but it's a completely digitized experience. This is not the norm in credit unions. And the reason for that is the lack of automation. The credit unions have literally, in many cases, 100 plus software vendors, and integrating these systems and trying to work with these systems that function in silos is a big challenge.
Yeah, no doubt.
So at the core of what we do is automation that supports the integration of data between these systems using technologies like robotic process automation, mm-hmm. as well as the ability to build new efficient workflows and processes using this no-code development platform that CU NextGen also promotes.
Yeah, so automation is a huge, huge key here because, I mean, I'm thinking about the Amazon analogy. I mean, yeah, when was the last time anybody called them, say, hey, my package didn't arrive, or, you know, this is the wrong package or something? I mean, do they even have a call center? I don't know if they do or not. So you're laughing at this one.
I don't even think they have a phone number.
No, they don't. I'm not sure if they do either. So yeah, but they've got it wired. They got the whole service thing wired. So Kent, you want to add to that or any others to add on to the automation issue going on with credit unions?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you think about all the mundane work that goes on, you know, including data entry mm-hmm. at the credit union, I think it's just staggering that there's that much, you know, data entry that they still have. So, you know, obviously automating that. And then I think a huge thing, you know, as we go around and talk to the credit unions, you know, the 50 to 100 plus vendor systems that they have, and that, you know, they're all in siloed systems. And I think that's just a major pain point. You know, they have to deal with so many vendors that are all just, you know, separate kind of member experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's a job in itself at a credit union, is maintaining the vendor management, I guess, would be a term for that. So yeah, I mean, gosh, what a task that would be. Oh my goodness, because there's so many out there, and it's just kind of adding on. They're just kind of piling on, it seems like, with credit unions, and it just gets more and more complicated every day. So how are these issues holding back credit unions from really, you know, performing at their optimum level, Vinod? So, I mean, I'm going to get your take on that, because it's, again, it sounds like it's getting more complicated as time goes on.
That's right. So if you look at all the key touch points between the credit union and its members, whether it's a contact center or whether it's the branch, to fulfill a member request, the end user, the contact center, the branch has to navigate through multiple systems. You will not believe the number of systems that they have to dance through to retrieve a basic response to a member query. And the reason for that is these systems are not integrated. They do not truly have like a member 360 view of all the transactions and information touching their members.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the key things that we do is we layer on top of all these existing systems with our no-code platform that surfaces the data from multiple systems into one member 360 type of view. And we are able to automate the back and forth that movement of data using robotic process automation. So RPA basically is a technology that automates data entry. So it is able to move data between systems through the end user interface, through the front end forms.
Okay. Yeah.
So because of that capability, it's able to integrate systems that were not even designed to be integrated. And we fulfill that integration function. In fact, for one of our other processes, we actually support one of the key processes behind Amazon for a third-party vendor to Amazon. And it's amazing the extent of automation that they do there with RPA.
Completely. Yeah, that seems to be the bar that we're all trying to attain here, that trying to reach that level of automation or that service as well, because obviously credit unions are well known for their member service, but that automation would really ramp that up. That would take it to a whole nother level, right?
Exactly. I mean, the key thing here, Michael, is that the credit unions have to deliver an experience that supports self-service facing the member. So the moment you focus on automation, any of these processes, something as simple as locking or unlocking your card, you don't want to call the contact center to do that. You know, you would expect to be able to do that through your app.
Right.
So the theme is self-service facing the member. And to achieve that theme, you have to have automation at the back end. But the moment you invest into that automation, you get the benefit of self-service, and that's now 24/7 facing the member.
Yeah.
So you're improving the member experience, reducing cost, improving efficiency. So that's kind of like the theme of touching pretty much all the processes that we deliver.
Okay. And Kent, do you have any other scenarios that kind of dovetail off of what Vinod was talking about as well?
I mean, I think if you look at something as simple as just onboarding a new member.
Yeah.
You know, the branch agent is oftentimes focused on just checking the boxes for compliance, you know, and just making sure they get everything done rather than just having, you know, that friendly conversation of how they can better serve the member. You know, they're so focused on all the things they got to get included in that,
right?
You know, and just streamlining that process and being able to have them more just have an interactive conversation, I think is, you know, it's just that just something as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to get to that. I mean, based on what you just said, that's kind of the initial steps to developing that deep relationship with the member. Because, I mean, you want to be there. You want to be the primary financial institution or resource in this case. So, yeah, that's step one, I would think, from there. So, and I'm going to stick with you on this one, Kent. I mean, based on your expertise, I mean, what can they do to remedy these issues, you know, to kind of turn the tide here? What's step one, or what's step one, two, and three to get the credit unions going in the right direction here?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I think step one is definitely identifying the high volume activities and then automating them. You know, even if you can automate 80% of that process, you've taken a lot off the table. So, you know, that's definitely step one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think also, you know, just look at why members are contacting the credit union and really, you know, improve that member experience through, you know, self-service options, you mm-hmm. know, and allowing them to use the self-service options, but yet make sure that they can have a smooth transition to a contact center agent if they need to.
Precisely. I had that experience. Oh my gosh. I just had the timing of this is impeccable because I had to call Adobe last night because I had an issue with one of the one of their apps. And I did exactly that. I went to the self-serve, I did the chat, all that type of stuff, but they couldn't help me. And then they seamlessly connected me to a real human being and we got the job done. And it was actually a pleasant experience. It wasn't like a, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm pulling your hair out type of stuff. So, I mean, the timing of this is really, really cool. So I had that exact same scenario last night with Adobe software. So yeah, so I know how, from the consumer point of view, how important that is. Do you have anything else to add to that, Vinod? for that scenario?
Yeah, I mean, if you take an example of a pretty high impact process around transaction disputes, you call the credit union and you want to register a dispute on a transaction on your card, mm-hmm. or you know, potential fraud, whatever the case might be, you will not believe how these processes work. Now you're talking to the agent, you have to manually convey which transaction you want to dispute. They have to go through the process to capture all the regulatory compliance aspects of that particular dispute. Mm-hmm. And this is all happening with the member on the phone, as against the ability for, let's say, the agent to just checkbox the transactions by looking at the account statement,
yeah.
and click a button to submit it to a dispute resolution workflow, where this is entirely done through automation at the front end. At the back end, you have a bot doing the data entry into all the relevant systems. And if you want to block the card because there was a potential fraudulent transaction, today they have to navigate through multiple systems to do the data entry to block a card, versus in the automation one, they just check a box,
yeah.
in automation, and then bot does the data entry at the back end once the box is checked to block the card, for example.
Wow. Oh my gosh. And we all know, we've all been there, you know, your patience is very low and things like this. So you really want these systems to work together very, very nicely, to put it plainly. So yeah, so it sounds like this is what happens and what can be done. So, and Vinod, I'm going to stick with you on this one as well. So what advice do you have for credit unions to avoid these issues if they can?
Yeah, I think the key thing from what we are seeing is to work backwards from the member experience, because that will help you identify where the gaps in your process are. And many a time those gaps are because you have systems that do not talk to each other, do not integrate or share data. And once you identify those gaps, that's when you start looking at automation as an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other key advantage of these technologies is the ability to improve the employee experience as well. We should not forget about the employee. I mean, of them, it's amazing what they do to just deal with the member issue, because they have to navigate through multiple systems and such. So I would say working backwards from the member experience is the key place to start, because that's where you'll identify the highest impact items.
Yep. Reverse engineering and always is a good move for sure. And I'm so glad you brought up taking care of your employees. I can't tell you how many interviews I've done lately where that's been the focus now. A lot of things have really focused on how to make the process easy, not only easy for your customers or consumer or members out there, but gosh, take care of the employees as well, or your staff, make that as easy as well, because a happy staff equals happy members in this case. Is that right, Kent? I mean, you want to add on to that as well?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, I kind of have to laugh. I think another thing is to avoid signing long-term contracts with vendors with no exit clauses. You know, technology is changing so fast. And if you get locked into a vendor for 5 to 7 years, it just, you're really limited. So, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of laugh about that tongue in cheek, but, you know, it really is, you don't see that in other industries, these long-term contracts that you see in the credit union industry.
Yeah. Don't pigeonhole yourself, for sure. Don't put yourself in a corner like that, especially like you said, when technology is moving this fast, there are that many changes out there. Oh my gosh, goodness gracious. All right, guys, this is something we could talk about for probably easily another 2 hours. So, but I know you guys have jobs to do, but I just have a last question. You know, anything else to wrap up here, Vinod? Any final thoughts on this topic to wrap up?
Yeah, I would say this whole paradigm of no-code development doesn't get the attention it needs, but it's starting to happen within the credit union industry as well. And I think you're going to hear a lot more about this term. So I would just leave it at that.
Okay, good stuff. And Kent, anything else to add to wrap up?
You know, I mean, if the credit unions can control the member experience, you know, no matter how many vendors they have, no matter what's at the back end, if you can control that front end member experience, I think you're really, you're in the forefront then.
No doubt. Yeah, good point. All right, guys. Well, last question. I forgot. Where do we go to find out more about CU Next Gen? URL?
CUNextGen.com.
Okay.
Yeah, CUNextGen.com is about as simple as it gets.
Okay, well, we'll put that link right in the show notes. And if anybody has any questions, I'll give you a shout. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. This is great stuff. Like I said, we could have gone on easily another couple of hours on this stuff. So I think we just scratched the surface here. So, but thank you for your advice and all the info, and look forward to having you back on.
Yeah, thanks,
Michael. Thank you for having us, Michael. Yo, you're very-